I know you were skeptical when we first spoke about chastity. I had never done it before, and I had quite a bit to learn. You had so many stories of disappointment, because all those other girls had always been doing it for you. They cared about making you happy, which is sweet, I know, but not really what you need, is it? They never quite understood that unless it made them happy too, it was never going to work. They'd always give in. They would always unlock when you asked. I know you were worried when I told you my rule too, but you were willing to give it a try, and I'm so glad that you did. I told you when you asked me to lock your cock away that all I ever needed was one good reason to unlock you. Just one. But it had to be a good reason. You remember, right? Something that makes me want to unlock you. And you told me that's what you wanted, what you needed, and you were afraid that I'd be too soft, that I would give in too fast. Do you remember? You were so eager to get that little cage on your cock that you didn't stop to think about what it really meant, did you? No. You didn't stop to think that all those things that sound like good reasons to you might not sound like good reasons to me. So, when you tell me that you need to come, you are now learning that I just don't think that's a good reason. I really don't, because I just don't care if you come or not. So your complaining about it is really just a nuisance to me. And let me let you in on a little secret of mine. Your begging. Your pleading. Your desperation. They turn me on. They get me wet. They make me excited. And why would I ever want to put an end to that? And it really does make it hard to trust you. What was it? 2 weeks ago? 3? When you started telling me you needed to come. Well, clearly that wasn't true, because you're still here, all locked up for me. And every day I keep teasing you and making it worse. And I'm going to keep making it worse. Because you really don't need to come. You just want to, and what you want really isn't a good enough reason. I mean, we all want things, right? It doesn't mean that we get them. It's good to want things. It's good to feel needy and desperate. And when I don't let you come, you get so attentive, so obedient, so compliant. You'll say yes to just about anything, won't you? And I like it. I like how it changes you. It makes you think about me all of the time. So why would I possibly give that up? Let's see, what else was it that you said? But it hurts. Let's see, when exactly does it hurt? When you try to get hard in it? When you wake up in the morning after having a dirty dream? When you can't resist responding to my words, or my touch, or me indulging all of those little fetishes and kinks that you have. My poor baby. But that really doesn't sound like a very good reason now, does it? It sounds like a problem with your self-control. And why should I have to take your cage off? Simply because you can't stop that cock of yours from trying to get hard. That really does sound like a you problem. You know, if there was a real emergency, I would unlock you, right? But I just don't see any real problem here. In fact, you should probably thank me for helping you learn self-control. It's a valuable life skill. I know it feels like I'm punishing you, but I'm really not. It's more like you are punishing yourself. And you told me when we started that you really needed someone to be able to say no to you. And I told you that wouldn't be a problem. Did you think I was kidding? So let's see. Needing to come? Really not much of an issue. It hurts so much when I get hard. Not really something I can do anything about, and certainly not a reason to unlock you. So what else? Huh? Oh yes. You want to use your cock to make me feel... What was it you said? So good. But we already anticipated this, didn't we? I mean, it was my biggest concern, and you are absolutely right. It would have been a very good reason. My pleasure. That is a good reason. But we took care of that little problem. You really are your worst enemy, aren't you? What was it you said exactly? You could make me your cuck. I could hardly believe it when you said it. It was really sweet of you. I wasn't sure what to make of it at first. I really wasn't. But I understand so much better now. But you understood, didn't you? That would be a very good reason for me to unlock you. Even if it was all about me, it would make it too easy, wouldn't it? I see that now. You know me so well, you really do. I wonder if you knew that letting me fuck other men would just make me love you even more. I've grown addicted to keeping you denied, keeping you caged, owning your cock, my cock. I like seeing you ache for me, throb for me. I love teasing you. I love the look on your face when you struggle not to get hard, knowing that there is just no way you can stop it. I love how you look into my eyes, and when you do, I see your love for me too. And when I feel another man inside of me, I am thinking of you. When he fucks me and stretches me the way that you used to, I am thinking of you. When he holds my arms down and presses his lips to mine, sending waves of pleasure through my body and my mind, I'm thinking of you. He can touch me anywhere that he likes, and he does. He touches me everywhere, except for one place. My heart, because that belongs to you. When you watch me get ready for dates and I can see your cock straining in its cage, I know it excites you too. Seeing me in the lingerie that you love, that I used to wear for you, watching me press lipstick to my lips, knowing they'll be kissing someone else. Putting on the dress that you know is going to make someone else want to fuck me. At first, I was conflicted. Causing you pain was never something that appealed to me. But it's not really pain, is it? It's desire, longing, aching, desperation, and I know that feels like love to you, doesn't it? And now it feels like love to me too. When I walk out that door and you look at me, wanting me, wishing I could stay in and spend the night with you, like I was going to be doing with another man, I would drink it in. Because I can feel it in my heart. It's part of what we promised each other, that we would honour your need to be denied and that we would honour my need to be satisfied. When I come home to you, as I always do, filled with another man's cum, I love how you clean me and care for me. I know a part of you finds it hard seeing me that way. Used, cum drunk, satisfied. Satisfied by somebody else. But you are so tender, so loving. And, well, The cage never lies, does it? I watch you swell and ache and squirm. I know you long to be inside me again. And when I tell you it isn't for you anymore, I know it hurts. But I also know you need it to hurt, don't you? And much to my delight, I have learned that I enjoy hurting you that way too. When you clean me with your mouth, I know how humiliating it is for you to taste another man's cum. But I also watch how loving you are with your touch and your kisses and how attentive you are, making sure I feel cared for and loved. So when you tell me you want to please me, as reasons go, well, we both know it really isn't a very good one. You made sure of that, didn't you? There are so many other ways for you to please me too. You've gotten very good with your tongue, and I know that I can have that any time I want. And I have got very good with my Hitachi. I love letting you watch me. And I come so hard. Seeing you watch and knowing how it torments you. Oh, it drives me so crazy. Every morning I love having you wake me up with your head in between my legs. Starting my day with an orgasm just knowing that you won't be having one. It's a nice little ritual, isn't it? Because I understand, I've always understood, this is about my pleasure, not yours. It may have started that way, but I'm no longer doing this for you. I'm doing it for us. When you give that up for me, when you sacrifice, when you suffer, it's your way of saying, I love you. And when I deny you and tease you and watch you ache and suffer for me, that's my way of saying the same. And I do. I do love you. And part of the way that I show you that love is by keeping our promise. I will unlock you when there is one good reason. But there is only one good reason, really. And that's because I decide it's time. And that is something that is completely out of your control. And I have decided. Today, the answer, once again and evermore, is no. Not today.